We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock winner of the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals, presented by Pennzoil, Mr. Jason Lyons. Second win of the season, most recent win, was in Brainerd. We are now in the countdown. Took down Fernando Cuadra in the final round. Jason, huge victory to start the countdown.
It was a big victory for sure. So not one of my shinier moments, but a big victory nonetheless. I mean, I was a little tardy. I wasn't Alex Laughlin tardy, but I was tardy. So not what you want to do in the final round for sure.
You and Fernando had a great emotional moment down there. He called you a mentor. He had talked about all you have done to help him advance the ball. And you know, it's an in-house car, pretty much a customer. You even said at one point you felt a little bad about having to go out and beat him.
Yeah, I mean, it really looked like his day, and even Greg kind of had me juked out. He's like, your car's probably not going to start when you get up there. It's like his day to win. So I did feel a little bit bad. So he's struggled all year, and, he really, I think today was his first round win. So, one side of me really wanted to see him win. So, but everything happens for a reason. I don't know what it is, but he's going to get his win. There's no question about it. So, nice day for him as well.
Your 50th win in Pro Stock. I know you have some Lucas Oil Series wins, but in Pro Stock, the milestone of 50 victories. What does that mean to you?
It means I probably should have got there a long time ago, but it means I've had some great race cars to drive and some great people that I've got to work with over the years. So it's been a fun ride for sure.
You're only the fifth driver ever to do that, 50 or more, Pro Stock.
Let's see. So Warren, Greg, Glidden.
Jeg.
I guess me, okay.
Pretty exclusive crowd right there.
Yeah, pretty good club to be in for the most part. A couple of them I can kick out of there, but yeah, pretty good club, really.
Wally Stroup, Bo Butner, Matt Hartford, just to get to the final round. That is a pretty tough race day.
Yeah, there is no easy race day for sure. So, I was pretty fortunate today for sure. And Bo was obviously the toughest round of the day. I didn't drive great by any means, but I had a great hot rod for sure. So, sometimes you got to win ugly, and I'm okay with that too.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media for Jason Lyons, our Pro Stock winner. Yes, sir.
Both teams had to rush to get up here to the line. How did you get yourself mentally set? Because I saw both were coming in with horns blowing to get down here.
I'm going to say I didn't. So, yeah, I was not great by any means in the final. I didn't do a good job on any aspect of it other than I didn't hit anything. So, I don't like being rushed. I'd rather go last, and I don't want to be rushed. But, sometimes that's the way it goes.
Brian Rippey from the Reading Eagle, and this is the third time you've won here, and I know the one year you won here, it was like on a Monday, and the conditions were just horrible, and you set a record. I mean, it was cold, and yeah. But I mean, today to go out there and win in the ideal conditions, I guess they're ideal conditions for
pretty close to ideal anyway. Yeah, could have been a little less sun, would have been good, but it was a great, beautiful day here. So, and the fact that we're not racing on Monday is wonderful. No offense to Reading, but we tend to get a lot of rain here.
So what's it like, to win, win here in all different kind of conditions? And I guess you got to be ready for anything this
you
place.
This is probably, I'm going to say, this track has been very good to me. For whatever reason, when we come here, over the years, I've traditionally had really fast cars here. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure why it's trended that way. But, again, I've set a couple records here and been really fast here at times. So I like this place.
In terms of performance, your car has been really surging forward since Brainerd. And we talked about that. That was nearly a perfect victory. Out here, very similar in that you're running 54s. Everybody else is 55, 56 for the most part. Greg goes out early, first round to Matt Hartford. You've taken over the points lead. Just talk a little bit about the momentum that you have built. One race, that can be an anomaly. But now you've put several of them together and demonstrated strong performances several races in a row.
Yeah, if you'd asked me at Seattle if I thought we'd have had a chance to win the championship, I would have told you no. So, and right now, we've arguably have probably the best car. I'm sure we've got in the last three races, I'm sure we've gotten the most little points of any car out there. So I'm not trading with anybody, that's for sure. So, we have a good chance. All I got to do is just do a good job of driving, and it'll happen. So, easier said than done, but, that's what makes Mel Ayla drag racing great.
Kind of a fun family story between the two teams. Dallas Glenn and his dad get to face off against each other across the starting line. Kind of cool. His dad with Fernando working on that car, and Dallas, one of your guys. And what was that like in the pits, you know, knowing that there's going to be a little bit of a family showdown on this final?
Yeah, I thought they were going to fight it out, so they didn't, fortunately. So they're both as giddy as little kids, and they love racing as much as anybody I've ever seen. So it's fun to see them happy and excited to do what they do, and they have such enthusiasm. It's definitely contagious, and I love having both of them here.
Look ahead to St. Louis for us.
Hopefully, it's cool and good. Good weather, nice and fast. I'm sure it will be. You know, St. Louis is traditionally a very fast place. You get high barometer. It's a great pro stock track for sure. So I'm looking forward to it.
We've heard that Dave Connolly has forced you to get a practice tree. Is this true?
He did, and I was absolutely worse today after he got me that tree. So,
but you won.
We did win, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to actually use it. Apparently it's a lot like a treadmill where if you don't actually turn it on, doesn't do anything. So just having one does not make you better. So I'm gonna try to use it over the next couple weeks here.
Jason, congratulations on your victory here at the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals. Race one of the countdown. You are the points leader. Great job.
Thank you.